For the first time, I hadn't seen him like I usually did before leaving. Instead, we ran into each other 2 days after my return home. He told me how he had been out of town for a few weeks. I guess that would explain why I never saw him before Carrie and I left. He asked if I had gone on any new trips for vacation. I told him I hadn't. I wanted to see his reaction. He then made a very interesting comment. "Today is a beautiful day. It's so hot, it's almost like being in the desert. Have you ever been to the desert, Miriam?" He had a strange look on his face after he asked. "Wow," I thought, "that wasn't subtle." I said, "Yes, I've been to Tucson years ago and loved it." He must have known I had just returned from Arizona. Why else would he have made the comment about the desert? He pushed the question by asking if I had been there more recently. He then talked about how hot it was there at this time of year. Maybe he thought I would give in and talk with him about my trip. We ended our conversation and once again I was left questioning who he was and why he was there talking with me. I called Janice after seeing Seth to tell her about the incident. She thought it was rather interesting that he brought up the desert with me. I vowed to Janice that next time I saw him I would confront him outright. Unfortunately, I never saw him again. The last 2 times I ran into him I had told him a lie to see how he would react. Perhaps it was because I was no longer being honest with him that he saw no point in continuing contact with me. Maybe he knew the next time I saw him I would be confronting him. Who knows, it's just one more question to add to my list. The only time I remember running into Seth when I hadn't reserved a plane ticket was when I had scheduled surgery for a minor ailment. He said hello and then asked how I was. He then told me he thought I didn't look well and asked about my health. I looked just fine and there was no reason for his comment. Again I left the conversation questioning who he was. Family concerns. In recent years I have had conversations with my father regarding these alien contacts. In each conversation I ask him to tell me everything he knows about them. His reactions always confuse me even further. Since the beginning, in every conversation I've had with him over the years, he has told me not to get involved with the aliens. He also told me not to tell anyone about them. "It will destroy your life if you tell anyone about them. They destroyed my life and I don't want that to happen to you. Be careful. I'm telling you to just be careful. If you do what they ask you to do, it could destroy you," he said. These are some of the comments my father made to me in our last conversation in 2006. I told him I knew he was holding back what it is he knows. His reaction to my suspicions was to look at me, smile and not say a word. I think his greatest concern is over the obvious ridicule I will receive over admitting that I've had alien contact. My sisters and my mother are all supportive of the path I have been following regarding the aliens. For the most part, they have encouraged me to write this book but not without their own warnings. Andy, too, are somewhat concerned as to how this will affect my life and how I will deal with the criticism that will follow the release of my story. Over the years my greatest concern has been over the ridicule my family may have to endure because of my experiences. Since 1988 my life has changed a great deal. How could it not change after everything I have experienced? My knowledge guides me in almost all my decisions, from who my friends are to whom I will date. The ultimate question. In recounting my experiences over the years I have gone through every emotion possible, including denial, anger and, finally, acceptance. At the beginning of my contacts aliens were not in mainstream culture, quite the opposite actually. It was difficult to find any information regarding this subject and even harder to find people who had any knowledge of them. At the time of my awakening in 1988 it took 9 months before I found a single person that knew about the subject. Looking back, I'm grateful that this subject wasn't in mainstream society and culture as it is today. If I had the same experience today, I would question whether or not my memories were real or imagined. With everything I have seen and experienced I don't question if any of it was real or not, I know it is all the truth. No one will ever convince me otherwise. Question everything and exclude nothing. And that is what I believe. listen to your morals and your instinct. As long as the message the aliens give me is of peace and compassion, I will continue to listen and be thankful for them in my life. They are the caretakers of this world and I am grateful for their presence. I know that many people will read this and want to believe that people like myself are schizophrenics. I assure you this is not the case. Although I have written that I speak to them in my mind and have heard them speak to me, this is in no way on a daily, weekly or even monthly basis. It is on rare occasions I have been blessed enough to hear their voices, such as the example I shared with you with about my experience at the swimming pool in Laughlin, Nevada. Although I can reach them through meditation, this is not the same as them contacting me with their booming voices here in the physical world. It is a real challenge to explain to those who have not had these experiences how we communicate. There are so many aspects to this phenomenon that it is impossible to explain them all in any one book. Try not to focus any one aspect of this phenomenon since diversity will give you a clearer understanding of what is actually happening in the world today. Your list of questions will never get smaller, rather, it will get longer. As one piece of the puzzle is found, 10 more are the waiting to take its place. Try not to let this discourage you. Each person seems to hold different answers to the pieces to this great puzzle. Keeping an open mind is one of the keys in finding answers to possibly the biggest question in the history of humankind. WHO are the aliens and WHO are we? The messages. If I were to tell you the full extent of the messages the aliens gave me, then this would be a book longer than any book known to this world. My intention and task is to help educate the people of this world that aliens do exist and to prepare the world for the possibility of a global event in which the aliens will make their presence known to humanity. Warnings of a possible future. The aliens gave me warnings of a possible future in which the planet and/or the human race could face destruction. They asked me to share with you what role they will play if we are threatened as a species or if there is a threat to the Earth itself. It is a peaceful and positive message. One day a star will appear in the sky for all of man to see. Nothing or no one will be able to hide its presence from the world. It will be a sign for the people that the end is near and it is time to prepare. The aliens gave me, as well as many others around the world, this same message. What they asked of us is to tell the world, so that in the end times we might not only survive but also prosper in the coming days. They told of a future in which there will be peace and harmony in the world. They said that in the next world there will be a higher level of spiritual awareness and we will more clearly see the connections between the past, present and future. Where and when is this transformation to take place? We are in stages of this change. All you have to do is turn on the news, listen to the radio or read a paper to know that the world is a very different place than it was a few years ago. Earth changes are one of the signs that the end is near. Flood, drought, tornadoes, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, fires and wars, you name it, the Earth is now showing its dislike for the way we are choosing to live. These Earth changes cause concern in individual countries over their stability. How will they feed their people? How will they keep all the material wealth they currently have? How will they survive if another country shuts off their supply of products? Whether the issue is oil or food, the issue is the same. In those countries where food supplies are already low and there is drought and starvation, our possible future is already apparent. All we need to do is look at the people who have already begun to kill each other over supplies and food to see how the rest of us will be forced to become unless we make drastic changes today. We as the human race cannot continue to reproduce and consume the way we have been without destroying ourselves. How much longer can we continue to be consumed by greed and decadence? In one lifetime we have almost stripped the planet of precious resources. If there is a catastrophe on the planet, you need to be able to look after yourself. Let's say for the moment that a large solar flare hits the Earth and it wipes out all electricity. How will you stay warm? What food will you eat when the shelves of the stores run dry? Gas won't be available because the pumps need electrical power to work. No electrical power and the world ceases to function. Where will your clean water come from? What if there is nuclear war? Do you know how to survive? Do you know what to do in the event of a nuclear bomb? Are you currently living in a safer area? How will you protect yourself from the certain pandemonium that will take place? Do you know how to build shelter, hunt for food, plant food, collect seeds, find water and stay healthy? The aliens want the world to know they are out there, watching. They are always close so that they can protect us from ourselves. They explained that if those in power were to set in motion steps that would destroy this planet, they would step in to stop it. And this would be one of the ways they would make themselves known to the people of the planet en masse. They will not hesitate in stopping any actions that put the planet at risk. Although they are passive and are not at all violent, they will take violent actions if that is the only option left to protect the planet from irreparable damage. If there is an event that changes the landscape of the Earth, such as war or meteor impacts, they may be there to help. They may make the decision to step in and help the people of this planet if a global event happens that would threaten the ecosystem here on Earth. Do not misinterpret this as them taking care of us. And that is not at all the case. They will be here to help preserve the planet and possibly some of the inhabitants. It was made very clear to me that only the strong-willed will survive a global catastrophe. Even though the aliens will not protect us, they could choose to help some of us. They will supply some people with seeds. These seeds are all we need to sustain our lives and live in harmony with the Earth and live a more simple existence. Please don't misunderstand the message. They are not against the use of technology. They ask that we use it responsibly by not harming the Earth. Where are the safe lands? Are you in the right area? It was told to me that in the end times the Four Corners area of the United States will be one of the safe lands. They made it very clear that this is only one place on the planet that will be a safe zone. There is a safe area for every region of Earth. By safe they mean protected by them. In no way does this mean that you should pack up and move to this area now. If you are not one of the people meant to be in these safe zones, the aliens will remove you. They will only allow those with pure hearts to enter and live in these zones. The people who are meant to inhabit this area will all receive a clear message to gather there when the time is right. In the safe lands, the aliens will be there to protect the people from outside forces. They will protect them from any person, organization or group that would cause difficulty or harm to the inhabitants that live within the safe lands. They may even walk among us during this time to help guide us through the transition. In the possible futures I was shown by the aliens, I was told that there will be great land masses that will be safe from destruction. However, in these other areas they will not be there to protect you. You will be left on your own to survive. They may hand out seeds to some people, but they will not be there to protect you from outside forces. You will have to defend yourself. Where are the other safe lands? The aliens told me they were all over the planet. Research and find the people in your area, the original people, the people who hold the light. They will be the indigenous people of your area. These people will be highly spiritual, having strong beliefs in other worlds, holding all life sacred, and having ancient rituals and ceremonies to uphold those beliefs. They will have been living peacefully in the same area for thousands of years, respectful of the earth and of all life upon it. The ancient people all over the planet that have held the land and held ancient beliefs for thousands of years are the keepers of the safe lands. They will be the keepers of knowledge in your area. They are the shamans and spiritual leaders of humanity. Find the original inhabitants of your area. You will find the safe land. The land that will be protected by the aliens in the end times. These areas are not centered around organized religions in your area. Although religions do have their place in the world in helping people to understand God, they are not the keepers of knowledge that I speak of. And his knowledge is an understanding of Earth and of the relationship between a drop of rain, a blade of grass and the universe itself. Organized religions attempt to teach these concepts, but they allow for too many man-made ideas and ideals that take away from that understanding. Do not follow any one person's beliefs. Do not be fooled by false keepers of the knowledge and the light. There are many who claim to be these people, but they are false prophets. Only those who have not faltered in their beliefs are the true prophets of the people, those people who have fought to keep their tradition alive and have succeeded in doing so. There are many peoples all over the planet who have lost their belief, their light, and are struggling to get it back. Sadly, these people have forgotten the reason for their beliefs, to be the leaders of the people on the planet and leaders in the end times. Although they struggle to bring back their knowledge, to restore what they once understood, it may be a task that is no longer possible. The knowledge they once had as the prophets, the teachers of the earth, has diminished. However, they can restore the knowledge of their faith in daily life and, by doing so, live in the new world in peace and harmony. There are more than a few people who have made the decision to claim they are prophets. And those that make these claims are false prophets. A true prophet would make no such claim. They would only follow the word of God and no more. Remember, God asks us to be humble, and claiming the power of prophecy as a person is nothing more than vanity. The truth can be seen by anyone who chooses to look. It does not need to be expressed in personal acclaim. Question everything, and everyone, especially those whose vanity can be seen with your eyes as well as felt with your heart. There are people in the UFO community who have made claims of being the messengers of the aliens and have claimed the title of prophets. It is my understanding from the aliens themselves that these claims would not be condoned. The reason I say this is because they have expressed to me the importance of never following any one person or any one idea as being the only one. And that includes me, and my messages. I ask that you question everything I have told you. Ask that you question everything and exclude nothing as the being the ultimate truth. It is only through this process you will find truthful answers. Why do the aliens care? Where are they from? Why do the aliens care and who are they to the people of this planet? I was told that there are some aliens that are in a physical form living here in underground bases. There are others that live among us, undetected because they look so much like us. There are many others that exist on other dimensions that often are in contact with the people of this planet. And those that are in the other dimensions have a great responsibility to the people here. I was told that they come to us in dreams to help teach us, guide us and talk with us. They are the ones that help raise the consciousness of the world through the dream state. They help to maintain the dream world as well as this world. Both the physical and dimensional beings are in contact with one another and are related, but they are in fact different beings. The tall blondes are here to help protect the planet from outside forces that may not be known to us at this time. They are also here to monitor the planet. And their main directive is to help maintain the planet and the people living on it. They will not allow it to be completely destroyed by us or any other means. Some of these physical beings live on other planets in the universe, great distances from us. They are able to travel to Earth, but it is a long journey. I was told that some of the tall blondes are here now and others are on their way to us. I was given no further information about how they travel or of their world. It is my understanding that the tall blondes have always been a part of Earth and that they helped to seed the Earth with life. Again, I ask that you not misinterpret their words. They do not claim to be God. They do have a superior understanding of life itself and of God, but I was told that this understanding was beyond my comprehension and unexplainable, so they told me nothing further. They told me that they too search to know God and that they have always been the caretakers of worlds. And this is their reason for their existence as well as to learn and grow spiritually as we do here except on different levels of understanding. The Earth is a very special place because it is unlike any place or other dimensions, other planets or in the universe. Here we are given a gift of beauty in the form of being separated from everything that surrounds us. Instead of being in light bodies, we are dense and heavy here on Earth. We can enjoy the singularity of almost every molecule around us. For this reason we are able to sit quietly and stare at a flower petal or an ant. We can watch and learn from it if that is what we choose to do. We can see into the entire universe and become closer to God by looking closely at anything in nature, but only if we stop and open our eyes. In the other worlds, dimensions, everything is more intertwined, through telepathy for example. There is a greater understanding of knowledge of other places of existence. Here we have the gift of separation and the unknown. The irony is this is often what people have the most difficulty dealing with in life, feeling alone and not knowing what is going to happen in their lives. Once you realize and understand this is the gift of life, you can then begin to live with gratitude in your heart for everything you experience. Take time each day to see the beauty of the world, no matter how difficult your life is. When you glimpse the true beauty in nature, you can feel the love of God touch your soul. One of the reasons we are important to the aliens is because everything we do affects the other worlds and dimensions. All other planes of existence are interconnected with ours. Simply because we are still too ignorant to be able to see how this is fact does not make it false. If we destroy the planet, then we ultimately change the very existence of all that is. If we harm the planet and ourselves as a species, then we are harming God. God is the true creator of all that is, all that was and all that will be. What is lost will never be again, as the whole plan of life itself is changed because of it. I cannot explain this further in a way that would make any sense. And this is what was told to me by the aliens and, in some way, the understanding of this was placed within me. How humankind was created and WHO the Hopi are. When I sat in a chair on board the craft that day in 1988, I was shown the creation of man on a screen and told how we came to be. The tall blonde aliens had a hand in the creation of this planet and all the life upon it. They are the caretakers of this world and made it clear to me that they are not our God. There were three worlds prior to this one. In the first world, the aliens took the seeds of human life and of all animal life and spread them out across the world. They were patient and watched as humankind was being formed. Sadly, after a great deal of time, the life that sprang forward was unaware and simple. It became apparent that this first world was not going to evolve much further than it had. With great sadness, the world was cleaned of all of the life that had not evolved, and the aliens began to seed the second world. In the second world, it was decided that more form was to be given to the life on the planet, and once again the seed of all life forms was created, and placed all over the earth. The shells of the life forms were created so they could focus less on physical growth and more on conscious growth and awareness. A great deal of time was given to this life in the hope that it would grow into conscious beings and begin the process of spiritual growth. The process of waiting for life to become self-aware turned out to be pointless. The life that formed did not evolve at all towards its own awareness, let alone learn anything of spiritual growth and understanding. The animals that roamed the earth grew into nothing more than killing machines with basic survival skills. They fought with each other, and again it was decided to remove all the life forms that had not evolved past the initial seeding stage. For this reason, it was decided to give humankind what it needed physically in the new world so that spiritual growth would be its focus. Humankind's reason for being would be to give all conscious life in the rest of creation a place where they could enjoy the different aspects of life. People could do this because, as humans, they were able to be in an altered state of consciousness of singularity rather than being part of the oneness of all things. Knowledge of the universe and spiritual understanding was made into the fabric of humankind, and this process took a long time. It was through careful consideration that it was decided animal life would be allowed to have a basic awareness of itself in the third world. Even more thought was given to the creation of human beings. The aliens' intent was to help each individual soul evolve spiritually over time so that all life from outside the Earth could visit this planet using the human body as their vehicle. And his third world began as an almost utopian society. It was a beautiful planet, and the experience of man and woman living upon it gave the individual soul that visited a great deal of insight into everything in a way that had never been experienced before. It was a success until the lives of many humans began to be taken for granted. These people had great knowledge of what was outside of their bodies, understanding that the shell they lived in was only temporary and that life would go on after they left the planet in death. Unfortunately, these people lacked maturity in emotional and spiritual growth. It was when humans began to change the creation of themselves and animals that the third world began to fall apart. Not content to live in harmony on the Earth, some of the beings that came to Earth in the physical form decided it was time to begin changing the look and function of the human body. The result was disastrous. It brought with it awful experiments that were done without hesitation. Rather quickly, dictatorship and discontent descended upon the planet. As the third world turned from peaceful to violent, perfect to grotesque, the decision was made to cleanse the Earth of the destructive force that had taken hold. Lack of spiritual maturity, too much knowledge without responsibility and negative forces caused the world to turn to chaos. Although the purpose of humankind was to allow free will and spiritual growth for the individual soul, it was clear that by giving it all the understanding of the universe it became ungrateful for the gift of living on Earth. People thought that because they could not be destroyed they could then do as they pleased and create whatever they wanted without thought. These were dark and evil forces at work on the planet. The planet was to be cleansed of this ungrateful evil. It was decided to take back some of the knowledge that was given in the third world so that people could slowly grow to understand that knowledge and be more mature and responsible with it. They began again with a new human. While making this decision, it became clear that there were pockets of people all over the planet that had done exactly what the Creator had intended. They lived in harmony with the Earth. They were the spiritual leaders of the planet and lived a peaceful existence in which they understood the past, present and future. They did no harm to anyone or anything and abided by universal laws of gratitude. It was decided that these people, the pure of heart, could be taken from the third world and brought into the fourth. They would be taken from the planet by the aliens and given safe harbor until the world was cleansed once again and it was time for them to live on the Earth, this time in the fourth world. When I was shown the third world, I saw a group of spiritual people living on the planet at that time. They were the seers and the keepers of knowledge. I was told that these were the only people who were taken from the third world into the fourth. When they were brought to this world, they were told that they were to keep the knowledge of the prior worlds and the spiritual knowledge they had. They were to hold the knowledge until the end times of this, the fourth world. They were to maintain the knowledge of these things and teach all those that came after them to this world so that what happened in the last world would not happen again. They were told that they would be called upon in this fourth world to gather the people in the end times so that they could once again be taken from this world and brought into the next world. I was told that one day I would find these people and they would be the ones to gather the chosen. Some of those that are gathered will stay here on Earth in the safe lands, while others will be taken to live with the aliens. These people will be given safe harbor in the alien world until the new world, the fifth world, is safe for them to return to. When I saw the Hopi men that day at Keams Canyon and saw the spirals in their eyes, I recognized them as being these special people who were taken from the last world and brought into this, the fourth world. I knew in that exact moment who they were. They were the keepers of the knowledge of the last world and had been told the promises of the next world. I knew they were important to many people all over the world. They had the power to stand together and influence the people of this planet. They had been given this task and accepted this responsibility when they entered this world. It is for this reason they hold their ceremonies. It is for us, for the past, the present and the future of humanity itself. It is for the Earth and all that lay upon it. They accepted that responsibility for the preservation of this entire universe, to hold the center of all that is. Hashi, the Hopi, are the past, present and future of humankind. The Hopi people have relatives all over the planet and they are not alone. They were separated when they entered the fourth world and placed all over the Earth. All these people are the keepers of the knowledge. When these people are brought back together, then and only then will the world listen. The keepers came from the spiritual centers around the third world. Some that came to this world brought with them more knowledge than others, while some were taught more than others by the aliens. The Native American Hopi people are from the highest spiritual level in the last world. It is for this reason they have been able to hold this knowledge for such a long time in this world. They are strong and powerful people, with the ability to remember who they are and where they are going without allowing anything to stand in the way of their beliefs and tradition. They understand the importance of the job they were given, to teach the people of Earth to live in harmony with all things.